If you're an athlete, you know the greatest motivator of all is the fear of letting your teammates down. After all, a team is only as good as its weakest link. So you owe it to those wearing the same jersey as you to be your best every time you step on the field. That's why there's no vape in team. When you vape, you can expose your lungs to toxic chemicals that can damage your lungs. If you're a step behind, the team's a step behind. Brought to you by The Real Cost and the FDA.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hello there and welcome to the Eurogamer newscast this week. We're talking about Switch 2, which we now understand will arrive not this year, but in 2025. Joining me to talk about that, it's Eurogamer's trusty news team. We've got Ed Nightingale.
Hello.
Victoria Kennedy.
Hello.
And I'm Tom Phillips. So pretty soon after we recorded the last episode, and that was talking, of course, about what was the big news of last week, which was Microsoft's third-party plans, we heard that the release window for Nintendo Switch 2, or whatever it ends up being called, was now going to be next year and not towards the end of this. We sort of heard rumblings over the course of last week, and we weren't alone, that this was potentially on the cards. And then a report last Friday from a Portuguese website. No.
Brazilian
website.
They speak Portuguese, though.
They did, and that I think that's why I said Portuguese, because I Google translated it from the Portuguese language. Put a number of sources together and said that this was a thing, and that sort of snowballed into other sites, including Eurogamer, reporting on Friday night that this, yes, was the way that the wind was blowing, and Switch 2 will not turn up this side of Christmas. We understand from people with information on the matter. Over the weekend, the report was picked up by Bloomberg, and their sources corroborated it as well. And we are now, facing a 2024 where we may see a PlayStation 5 Pro, and we will see new hardware from Xbox, they've confirmed, but Switch 2 is not expected this year. First reactions, are you disappointed? Sad that we're going to be waiting a bit longer?
I'm not particularly surprised. I don't have any emotion one way or the other about, I hadn't had my heart and soul set on Switch 2 for Christmas, let's put it that way. But I'm also not particularly surprised because we've kind of heard rumblings with more concrete details, I feel, from both Sony and Microsoft about what their new hardware will look like. Whereas Switch 2, yes, I know that, there was reports of it being seen at Gamescom, et cetera, but I still feel that Switch 2 is generally being kept quite quiet. I don't know.
I think that's what's frustrating to me, though, is the fact that it is quiet, because I feel like, I mean, obviously Nintendo are working on a new console. We all know that Switch 2 is coming at some point. Since we had the report from Gamescom last year, all these rumors have been circulating about what it's going to be, what the screen's going to be like, and what I don't want and what I can anticipate is a similar situation to Microsoft, where all these leaks come out and it just like exacerbates the situation before we have the official news. And I'm at the point now where there are all these different leaks and rumors that I'm like, I just want Nintendo to say something. And if it is 2025, then fine, but at least we have the official word and it's not just continuing rumors about what's going to happen. Like I'm ready for the proper news, and I feel like they don't want to do that until they have cleared their slate of games that they're working on.
So I think the games is definitely one of the reasons, because they are focusing on, like, we've got the Princess Peach game coming, we've got Luigi's Mansion HD we just mentioned 2HD. So I feel that that is their focus, and so they're not going to be talking about hardware until they say these are our games done for Switch. As in, like,
from what Tom saw, I don't think Princess Peach has taken that much time.
Ooh!
Wow.
Wow. I'm only judging by what you saw. Like, it's you know, it's not like it's another Breath of the Wild launch game.
Is it going to be a pit of the miss?
I don't think my preview was that negative. It was wasn't my cup of tea.
It was a great piece. It was more just it's a more simplistic, lower stakes release.
It's the kind of game that you expect to see at the tail end of a console generation, and it has felt like the tail end of the console generation, at least over the last few months. And in financial results, Nintendo has, you know, obviously seen a continued slide in sales from the Switch's peak. Last year we had Tears of the Kingdom and Pikmin 4. Let's not forget Pikmin 4. The last sort of major new games of the Switch generation, in my opinion, we got Princess Peach coming out soon. Luigi's Mansion 2, you mentioned. We got Paper Mario Thousand Year Door port on the cards. You know, we're into sort of the port and B-tier character part of the Switch 2 end of life cycle. And what happens with Metroid Prime 4? I mean, if that does not come out at least as well on Switch 2, I would be astonished, because you don't waste a game that's been in development for so long on 8-year-old hardware. If it's not cross-gen, it will be Switch 2 only, I would imagine, by this point. But it's an interesting dilemma that Nintendo has. The reports, the rumors suggested, pointing to a March announcement for Switch 2 before all of this happened. And my understanding is the publishing partners of Nintendo were only told about this move into 2025. Very recently. I would imagine, I don't know, but I would imagine that March this year then becomes too early to start talking about a 2025 launch. And whatever plans you've got for the tail end of this year might have to be rejigged somewhat. Now, we're a week away from the Pokemon Presents, however you want to pronounce it, live stream, and almost certainly they'll be talking about a Switch game for the end of this year. Was that always going to be coming and is now like on Switch when it was going to be cross-gen? Do they not talk about that maybe because it was going to be for Switch 2, but then Pokemon typically likes to launch on hardware with some established sales. So I would maybe think that it was either only for Switch 1 or cross-gen maybe. Certainly too early for a new Pokemon generation. And then what has Nintendo got to put out the bag for the end of this year? It's an interesting place that Nintendo's in. If you were Nintendo now, this is my question to you guys, and Switch 2 is not coming until 2025, when do you announce it? Because you've not got much the second half of this year, but the moment that you do officially announce Switch 2, Switch 1 sales go like that.
Yeah.
Because why would anybody buy Switch 1 when the official announcement for Switch 2 is coming? So when do you announce Switch 2 now? What's the best time, do you think?
I mean, it would be sporting to announce it. Oh, gosh, I suppose they would want to have Christmas sales, because I assume they might want to do, you know, like, obviously, like, quite often at Christmas time, people get, like, Switch with Mario Kart bundled together. It would be sporting of them to announce it before that, so people could maybe decide whether or not they want to wait. But then I suppose that's not necessarily the best marketing angle if you want to keep Switch sales going over a festive period, which I assume sees a peak.
That's the thing. I think they won't want to sort of interrupt Christmas sales. I would maybe do a sort of tease around September, maybe, of just a kind of, yes, we are working on something, we'll have news soon. And then sort of kick into gear in the new year.
Do you think, and I should say, I have no idea, so this is potentially a really stupid question. Do you think they've maybe delayed it because they don't have the games that they wanted? Like, do you think it's definitely come from a hardware point of view, being whether or not this device, Switch 2, whatever we're calling it, is ready? Or do you think, actually, no, we want to wait for a launch where we know we've got a good list of games that we are confident are going to release with this platform?
So Eurogamer's report last week said that we understood that this was due to games due out around the time of Switch 2's launch needing more time to be ready. Now, that's not necessarily Nintendo games. It's really important that when a console launches, there's first-party support and third-party support. Even with Nintendo, where first-party games sell Nintendo consoles, you want to convince the consumer who's dropping £400-£500 on your new device that it's going to be supported by third parties, and that the games that you would expect to play on a console will be there. So you want it to have like sports games from big third-party publishers. You want it to have potentially live service games, like will Roblox run on it, will Fortnite run on it, that kind of thing. And I think if you cannot guarantee a broad enough variety of stuff on day one, then even if you've got one game, you know, one must-have game, like the next 3D Mario, it doesn't look as good. So you might as well wait until all of that is ready. You've given third parties enough time. Your own games are fine. And also, not just at launch, but you've got the game that comes 2 months after launch and 3 months after launch, and you've got that product roadmap really set in stone, and all of those games are in the pipeline and ready to come afterwards. So yeah, that's sort of the reason. I don't think it's hardware related. Certainly we've not heard anything on that. And you know, we said, well, Switch sales might suffer when Switch 2 is announced. Switch is still selling pretty well. That's the other thing. So Nintendo probably can afford to eke out another Christmas on the current machine before it switches over to Switch 2. On when it will announce, so if it did come out in March 2025, that's the same time of year that Switch 1 launched. That was announced, Switch 1 was announced in the autumn of the preceding year. Though, to be fair, that sort of 6 month ramp up to launch, Wii U was not selling. So Nintendo didn't really need to worry about cannibalizing non-existent Wii U sales. Exactly. Actually, it was more like, let's announce it as quickly as possible.
And then they ported half the games anyway.
Yeah, I like I like your suggestion, Ed, of a small tease before Christmas, because if they do launch it in March, suddenly announcing it in January after some people just dropped loads of money on Switch 1 without sort of some confirmation that, that something was coming early next year would seem a little odd.
If we're waiting till next year, I think rumours are just going to keep swirling and swirling for the next however many months, and I think they sort of need to nip that in the bud and just make an official announcement just to make a statement.
Yeah, there's definitely something to be said for announcing it and just getting ahead of leaks, because especially for console hardware, we see it time and again, don't we? Like, these things need to be made in huge numbers and shipped halfway around the world. It's very difficult to cover all of that up. Well, not cover it up, but just, like, you know, keep it secret, and for someone somewhere not to take a sneaky picture and upload it. It's better marketing wise to just get upfront about it. Yeah, interesting times. Very interesting times.
So, question: if this has been sort of pushed back into next year, and from what we know of what's already been announced from Nintendo, there's not a huge amount this year, and it's mainly the first half of the year. Do they, like, what do they have for the rest of this year? Do they scramble to re-release something, remake something? Do they have anything, or do they just sort of stay quiet and rely on the games that are already available on Switch?
Well, I was going to bring this up slightly with the direct that we just had yesterday, the partner thing. This is maybe slightly tenuous, but you know how obviously last week we got Xbox confirming basically that they were going to be bringing these games to different platforms. And then yesterday at the Direct, we got mention of Grounded and Pentiment. And then we since got announcements of other things, like Xbox did a bigger post for PlayStation, etc. after that. I'm quite surprised that Xbox have announced their games coming in such quick succession to these new platforms. So I'm then now wondering if they're going to have more games that they haven't announced further down the latter half of the year for Switch as well.
Well, we talked last week, didn't we, about how Xbox was sort of testing the waters with these first four. So I think they'll be paying really close attention to how well Grounded and... Sorry, Pentiment. No, it is.
It's Grounded.
It's Pentiment and...
Pentiment's today.
Grounded that are coming to Switch, and then it's all four that are coming to PlayStation. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think they'll be paying very close attention to how those do, particularly on... particularly on Switch. But the suggestion is, there was a report out today that Hi-Fi Rush will come to a Nintendo platform. It's just that that Nintendo platform will be Switch 2, so it has a bit more oomph behind it.
I think that's the thing, like these Xbox games, you know, if they put them on PS5, that's kind of comparable, but trying to put that down on a Switch, I think there's less options of what will work. You know, Pentiment is, I'm sure, a great handheld game, but, you know, I don't think we're going to get any major Xbox games reduced onto a Switch.
Hmm. Interesting. Starfield on Switch 2?
I mean, if it's powerful enough.
Maybe. Maybe.
We don't know.
Yeah, you're right. There isn't much back half of this year. I wonder what they could pull out. I think that some games still would have been cross-gen at the end of this year, even with Switch 2 around, because some games do not need all the power in the world to run, and Switch 1 still has, you know, this massive, massive audience of people, and launching Switch 2 games later this year, you're selling to a far smaller audience. So if, for example, you know, like Zelda, we're not going to get a big new Zelda this year. So maybe this is the year that we see the Oracle of Seasons, Oracle of Ages remakes in the style of Link's Awakening.
And... Or do we get the Wind Waker Twilight Princess double pack that's been rumored for so long? Maybe they finally do that.
Oh, I would love if they did. Please do that.
Because surely that's the thing. If they've got these things that they've sort of already semi-done that haven't released yet, I'm like, is this the time where they say, screw it, we'll just release those things? Or even just repackage, I don't know, some old Mario games and put together? Or do they start thinking, right, are there any leftover SNES or N64 games that we can add to Switch Online to bulk it up? Like, there must be some backup options that are still worthwhile.
Mm-hmm. I think that's what they'll be thinking, yeah.
Oh god, I really hope they do that Twilight Princess Wind Waker port. Ever since I first heard rumours of that, that's been like on my wish list.
I went to CEX last week and I found a copy of Twilight Princess HD physical on Wii U, and I was like, do I buy it for the sakes of it?
For old times.
Yeah, I didn't.
Did you buy it?
No, but oh, okay. Maybe I should have done. I've been thinking about it ever since. Like, oh, should I go back? Is it still there?
Are there any other GameCube games or Wii games that haven't made the jump to Switch?
Mario Galaxy 2.
Yes.
It wasn't in the Mario All-Stars. Everybody wanted it. That was also in CX, and I also nearly bought it.
That'd be a great one if they could get that.
Yeah.
Yes. Make that happen.
Mm.
Nintendo, if you're listening.
Or put something like Mother 3 on Switch Online in outside of Japan.
Are you a bit bitter about that?
I'm not particularly bitter. I know a lot of people are.
I know a lot of people who are.
I think it's, I'm sure, a very interesting game. I haven't played the Earthbound games yet, and I need to go back and play Earthbound. But... I'm sure it's a really interesting game to play, and people would be very keen to play it.
Do you think Nintendo would have slowed down its release of the like Mario Kart 8 DLC if it had, or like in its mind, already set a 2025 release date for Switch 2? Do you think they would have tried to prolong that game's releases?
Maybe.
Do we think that Mario Kart 9 might be a launch title for Switch 2, or at least early? In which case,
it would be a good launch title.
I mean, it would definitely be a great launch title, but you know, surely that's a priority to get out early. In which case, they wouldn't want too much crossover of dragging out 8 if there's another one on the way. Maybe.
I think Mario Kart would be a really good early launch driver of sales. You do a all-in-one bundle of Smash Ultimate with all the DLC. You do a new Animal Crossing that's a proper live service, and you do 3D Mario, plus whatever Pokemon does. And if you can get all of those out in the first 18 months, then...
And Metro Prime 4.
Pretty good. And Metro Prime 4, yeah. I just keep forgetting that.
I'm going to keep poking until it's real.
Oh, Silk Song. Hollow Knight.
Maybe that's why it's been delayed till 2025, because they've heard that Silksong has now slipped to next year.
So we also had the Nintendo Direct yesterday, which was obviously a partner direct. It wasn't first party stuff. But that showed sort of what's coming the rest of this year, which wasn't some interesting games, but maybe not like top tier. Is that a sign of, you know, what we can expect the rest of this year?
It's just so difficult to release third-party games on Switch these days, unless you're devoting it entirely to Switch, because the power difference between Xbox and PlayStation is so vast.
I know what you mean, but it feels a little bit like a wind down in terms of what games there are. But there's some games on that direct that I was quite looking forward to, and I still am looking forward to, like the I can't remember its name now. The last one that was shown, the sort of Waterworld follow up.
Endless Ocean. Yeah, yes. But that's a good example. Like, unless you're developing something specifically for Switch these days, or it's an indie game, like Switch is just really difficult to develop multi-platform games for. Really where we're at.
The Epic Mickey remake or re-release, remaster, whatever you want to call it, which is coming to everything but also on Switch.
Yeah, I think with that, you look at the audience and you see the younger skewing audience on Switch, and you make an exception. And also, like, I don't know, it looked all right, it looked fine.
I was surprised that we've got a brand new Monkey Ball game coming.
Yeah.
There were quite a few squeals when that popped up where I was yesterday.
I've never played a Monkey Ball game, and I would love to. Maybe this is the first one.
This is your time. This is your moment.
I remember like the first one on the GameCube thinking, that looks really fun, and I just never got around to it.
I love Monkey Ball.
It's got quite a few.
So much of the first two. Most of the games since those first two have been bad. So maybe this is the one that finally breaks the curse and brings it back. I was most interested by the online mode.
I was going to say, what are your thoughts on that?
Yeah,
it's smart. Like, if that's... I mean, it would probably have been smarter for them to do like an online Monkey Ball live service like Fall Guys. But I'd definitely give that mode a go. I think it's got potential. And,
Tom, do you have great ape expectations for it? Ed's face.
No.
Yeah, I can't. That's just melted my brain a little bit. I actually can't think of Switch 2 then. What do we hope for moving on from that? Obviously, more power. I think more that's power, pretty much definitely. Guaranteed. Is there anything that you want Nintendo to do with it apart from more power?
I mean, yeah, more power, quicker loading, etc. would be brilliant. Like, every time I play Animal Crossing with my daughter, I feel like we're looking forever at that little bobbing island in the corner. waiting for something to happen. So that would be nice. So yeah, a little bit slicker. I'm still quite surprised the report said it's not going to be OLED. Have I misheard that?
Yeah.
I assumed that that would be obvious to do.
But then you can't sell a new version that is OLED in a couple of years' time.
I guess if it's more powerful, they need to cut costs a little bit. So having an LCD screen makes it a bit cheaper to balance things out.
Maybe. What I want, I think, yeah, for me, the loading screens, I think especially, you know, as someone who is very lucky to have a PS5 and Xbox Series X, the, you know, whenever I do play Switch, which is probably with my children, I am very conscious that we're waiting a lot of the time, which is nice because we chat, but I definitely would like a slicker gaming experience. But
I don't play video games to chat. I play video games so I don't have to chat.
Yeah, exactly. I don't play with other people.
They're supposed to fill the silence. I want the Joy-Con to die. They can get in the bin. It's nice that you have this option to immediately turn it multiplayer without carrying around another controller with you, but they don't work, and Nintendo's never really fixed it. So I hope and expect them to be gone. So you'll have the controls either side of the screen, but when you dock it, they don't come off. You just play with a regular.
That should be more controller. Like a light.
Yeah. Also, they just don't feel great. Tiny little controls. I don't have big hands. I've got small hands, and I'm still struggling.
You wouldn't get the, like, you know, like the Mario parties, which are only playable through Joy-Cons, then you'd have to rethink that, because obviously, like, that was a lot of, like, it was like the Wiimote equivalent, like, you could use it for racing and you shook it for your bicycle and things. So you would then...
Motion controls. No, get rid of those two. What did I play with motion controls that ruined it last year? WarioWare.
Oh, yeah, really?
They're just a bad idea. Also, don't provide a second controller out of the box using Joy-Con, then you can sell a second controller. That's even more money.
You're all just about making sense. Money today, aren't you? You're thinking like Nintendo.
Just makes sense.
I'm thinking like a parent. I like the funny wiggling my Joy-Con to ride a bike.
I mean, thinking like Nintendo, Nintendo loves multiplayer and happy fun families playing together. And motion controls and smiles and laughter and all of that. But the Joy-Con stick drift, genuinely, I think, would have been an embarrassment for them. It has continued to plague the system through into the back half of its life. They've never really restored confidence that they work. I still hear from people, you know, anecdotally, sure, but like it's a thing that prevails, and I don't know how much more they could do to fix it. They're certainly not going to change the Joy-Con design this late in the generation. And the last thing they will want is similar issues popping up next gen. So I don't know, but I would be very surprised if Joy-Con exist and work in the same way. If I was Nintendo, I'd want to make sure that that never happens again.
I remember all those online sort of fix-it-yourself solutions, and people were sort of like pinning down bits of cardboard within the mechanism to try and stop the stick drift. I remember those days.
Yeah, it's not great. It's not great.
I think for me, like, I'm happy with the general concept of the Switch, and I don't really want that to change. I think I just would like improvements to sort of software and online. Get rid of friend codes, give us a trophy or achievement equivalent, and just sort of modernize things a little bit so it's a bit more in line with the other consoles in terms of that online experience, but maybe with a bit of Nintendo weirdness. I haven't played a lot on the Wii U, but a sort of Miiverse type thing and that sort of Nintendo spin on a network, I think would be cool.
The Miiverse.
Yeah, so
I think
just something like that, just to sort of modernize it a little bit so it's not just a games machine. But really all I want is Metro Prime 4.
Oh, just saying, Switch 2, you might be able to play Call of Duty on it.
No.
I had that like little gun controller for playing Black Ops. I had that. Bring back that for the Switch 2.
It's coming. I mean, Nintendo and Microsoft signed that agreement, didn't they, that Call of Duty would launch on Switch.
Maybe they can make a new Labo cardboard gun to go with it.
Oh God, Labo. I forgot about that. That was the backpack thing, wasn't it?
That was a lot of things. I didn't have any of it.
Yeah. Yeah, the dark days of the Wii U era. Let's sell cardboard. Let's do mobile.
That was Switch.
What, selling God, cardboard?
It was as well, wasn't it? And you put the Joy-Con in the cardboard.
Yep.
Would you want that if you didn't have Joy-Cons? You know how, like, you've got the Switch Ring Fit Adventure, which you obviously, like, slide in your Joy-Con. If you didn't have that, would you want some kind of something that you could have a peripheral for?
Just sell a peripheral. And it costs slightly more. More money.
Look at this. Money spinning Tom Phillips, ladies and gentlemen.
The new CEO.
Oh gosh, yeah, I did Zumba and I remember having my Joy-Con in like a thigh something and I was Zumbaing like I was Shakira. Or is that the Wii? There was something that I had like a sort of thigh strap and I put Could my controller in. Shakira. Yeah.
Well, on that note. Any more thoughts on Switch 2 before we wrap up?
Want it now.
I will buy it, absolutely. I love
Switch, of course.
And Switch 2.
Yeah, we're all extremely excited for Switch 2 whenever it does arrive. Whatever Nintendo is cooking will, I'm sure, be amazing.
Do you think?
And more time, as Miyamoto said, a rush game is never good. A delayed game is good eventually.
Do you say we'll call it Switch 2? Switch U? Like Wii U?
Switch 4K? I don't know.
I will say as well that with them pushing it back, I think it feels like, you know, Xbox have got a couple of things coming along in terms of Indiana Jones and whatever else was announced, Avowed. PlayStation don't have a huge number of first party games on the cards, seemingly, because they've been focusing on third party stuff. In some ways, this year would have been a bit of a clean slate for Nintendo to come in and be like, yep, here's a new Mario game and whatever else and a new console. We stole the year. And now I am a little bit worried about what's coming the rest of the year. Not worried, because there's enough of a backlog of stuff to play, and there's Elden Ring DLC, which is going to take forever to play through, I'm sure. But it definitely now even more feels like a bit of a dip year, especially after last year.
So after last year, which was monumental for game releases.
Mm. Well, let's see what Pokemon has in store for us next week.
That is true.
Also, Assassin's Creed Samurai. I'm very excited.
Oh, yeah?
Oh. Yeah. As are Ed and I, clearly.
I just forgot Ed and that me. Existed.
I forgot
that yeah. existed. Yeah, I expect we'll hear about that soon.
When's Jade? Is that the mobile one?
Jade's the mobile game. Yep, that's in beta at the moment. Yeah, well, we'll be back next week, maybe talking about some new Pokemon games. Until then, Ed, where can people find you on social media?
You can find me at Ed_Knights.
Victoria?
I am found at Lil Chop Shop Gal.
And I am at More Money. We'll see you next time. Thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. Bye for now.
Till then.
Bye.